Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we were talking to a bloke last Friday, I think it was, who found a video of himself drunkenly dancing whilst in a club in Morpeth, Vinyl in Morpeth, remember?
Yeah.
He found it on YouTube, one of his mates found it on YouTube. No idea who took the video. Before you know it, there it is, all over the World Wide Web for everybody to see. It's the thing, you see, anyone can video you now and just put it up there, can't they?
Yes.
And then we had a look to see what footage we could find of you, Chappers, on YouTube. And we found you doing a David Brent dance outside a pub, a little bit tipsy.
No, you didn't. You found somebody. It wasn't me.
Okay. And now we've just found another one. This is astonishing.
What now?
Are you a fan of Wheatus off of Teenage Dirtbag fame?
No, not a huge fan of Wheatus.
Could have fooled me.
Why? What have you found now?
Right, if you'd like to have a look at this, just go to the Scott Mills pages of Radio 1 Online, bbc.co.uk/Radio1. When you get there, just click on my face and then go down to Things Off of the Show and then click on Is This Chappers Part 2?
I think I might be able to answer this before having seen it, but anyhow.
Right, look at this video we've just found of you. It's called Chappers Naked with Wheatus. Keep watching. You can see Wheatus there.
Yeah, I can see Wheatus.
Doing Teenage Dirtbag.
Yeah.
Singing away.
Right.
Look this up online if you're at work. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Maybe you just got home.
No.
What are you doing?
That isn't me running naked on stage to hug a member of Wheatus and then wiggle my ass at everybody in the crowd.
It looks like you.
How do you know?
Just the head. Looks a bit like you.
My God, he's flapping about everywhere.
I don't know. I'm not aware that looks like you.
No, can we just make that clear?
Can we just make that perfectly clear? Yeah.
That doesn't look like me either.
So it's Chappers Naked with Wheatus. Go have a look before you knock off tonight at bbc.co.uk/radio1. It so is you.
Scott Mills. This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's time for our quiz, which is Pop Idol or Live Lounge. You know, Joe Wiley gets all the big stars in to do a Live Lounge. They do their current single normally and a cover version of their choice. Mm-hmm. And then one of the most popular TV shows in the world, Pop Idol. It's on in pretty much every country in the world. Or X Factor, as it's now called in this country, pretty much. So you have to decide whether it's a really bad singer from a Pop Idol audition. Now, we have put some music on some of them, otherwise it'd be a dead giveaway because it's just singing a cappella, okay? So we have added some music, okay? So you have to decide whether it's a Pop Idol audition or whether it's someone actually performing on Radio 1 in the Live Lounge.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here is number one, Pop Idol or Live Lounge.
I'll be everything, boy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me? Walk out the door.
That was Mika's Grace Kelly.
Yeah, but is
Pop Idol or Live Lounge? Would you like to hear it again?
Yeah.
I'm everything, boy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me? Walk out the door.
God, that was awful. I think that's a Live Lounge.
You think that's Mika in Joe Wiley's Live Lounge?
Yeah.
No, it's...
Was it not?
It's off Bulgarian Idol.
I actually thought that was him in the live, because he did do a live lounge from her house, didn't he?
Hello, Mika, if you're listening.
I'll be everything, boy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me? Walk out the door.
Yeah, that was Bulgarian Idol, so wrong. Okay, ready for number two?
Yeah.
Okay, here's number two. Pop Idol or Live Lounge?
Now I've no idea.
Actually, I got it wrong. It was off Australian Idol, the last one.
Oh, was it? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I think that might be David Jordan's Live Lounge.
Listen again. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Shortly before he said what a hard life he has.
Yeah. Wrong again.
Oh!
No, that one was Bulgarian Idol.
That was...
Yeah. Right, number three, you ready? Pop Idol or Live Lounge? Make sure you play along at home. Let me know how many you get at the end on 8-1-1.
These are quite hard.
They are quite hard today. Okay.
Charlie, how'd your angels get down like that?
I think that's Elbows Live
Lounge. Charlie, how'd your angels get down like that?
You're saying?
Elbows Live Lounge.
Charlie, how'd your angels get down like that?
Correct.
Thank you.
It was Elbow doing Independent Women by Destiny's Child in Joe Wiley's Live Lounge. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Went the distance, now I'm back on my feet.
Pop Idol or Live Lounge?
Went the distance, now I'm back on my feet.
I have no... that could be either. That
guess.
Really, really could be either.
Went the distance, now I'm back on my feet.
Remember, we have added some music to some of them.
I know, but that I will say, much I'm tempted to go with the Foles Live Lounge, I'm going to say Pop Idol.
You're saying Pop Idol? You sure?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
It was from the UK version of Pop Idol.
Was it?
Yeah, a long time ago. Right. Ready for next one?
Yeah.
Here we go. If you're ready for me, boy, you better... Pop Idol or Live Lounge?
Pop Idol.
Pop Idol, yeah?
Yeah.
You're saying Pop Idol?
Yeah.
Right. No, that was Orson in the Live Lounge.
What?
Yep. If you're ready for me, boy, you're better. Yeah. Okay, ready for next one? Let me know. You're doing really well.
That
here.
Was really Orson in the Live Lounge.
You've offended Orson and Mika now. Oof, here's the next one.
We are in love, haven't you heard? How we rock each other's world.
Pop Idol or Live Lounge?
No, these are because you put music on something, these are a lot harder.
Yeah. Have a listen again.
We are in love, haven't you heard? How we rock each other's world.
Oh God. I'm gonna say Pop Idol. Because I'm gonna say Pop Idol.
We are in love, haven't you heard? How we rock each other's world.
No, that was Avril Lavigne in the Live Lounge.
No, that wasn't her. No, you're
yes,
lying.
That was Avril Lavigne.
That wasn't her.
It was.
Avril Lavigne in the Live Lounge.
You can listen. If you listen, you can tell it's her voice.
We are in love, haven't you heard? How we rock each other's world.
They are?
Oh, God.
Right. And one more for you. Pop Idol or Live Lounge?
I cried so many nights. I cried so many nights.
Go on then.
I cried so many nights.
It's either Alicia Keys in the Live Lounge or a Pop Idol.
What do you think?
I'm going to go Pop Idol.
You're saying Pop
Idol?
It
can't be Alicia Keys in the Live Lounge.
I cried so many nights.
Correct. It was off American Idol. So only Orson and Mika and Avril Lavigne that you offended there.
I still don't believe the Avril Lavigne.
It is her. You can tell. And that was Pop Idol Live Lounge. Let me know how many you got on 81199. Thanks.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
People already leaving their comments on YouTube saying it definitely is you. So is.
How?
Oh, come on. You do lots of gigs for students, you and Comedy Dave.
Yeah, but not with Wheatus.
Well, you must have shared the bill with Wheatus.
We always shared the bill with the foundations.
I've done a gig with Wheatus.
You haven't?
Yeah, Reading University.
You're confusing that with Wigfield.
No, it was Wheatus. It was Wheatus. I have done Wigfield.
You insulted her.
I did. She didn't like me at all. Told me not to touch her skin. Anyway, that's another story.
No, I've never done a gig with Wheatus.
Oh, it's fine. Look, a couple of glasses of wine, and before you know it, it's out. You know, it happens.
Just speak for yourself.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Alex in Rushton.
Hi, Alex. How can I help?
Now, I've got a bit of a problem.
Right.
See, I'm supposed to be revising all day for a business studies exam tomorrow, and I seem to have been a little bit distracted.
Okay.
I've been watching a lot of your YouTube videos.
Oh, right. Which ones have you been watching?
I specifically remember Chappers Kissing a Duck.
That was good.
And Mr. Stretchy Skin Man.
Yeah, that was good.
And I've just seen... apparently, Chappers running on stage at Wheatus.
Yeah, have you seen that one already?
I have.
God, you've watched all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've put another one up there, but you've already watched it.
You're going to fail your business studies.
Yeah. When are you going to start revising?
Hopefully soon.
Okay, well, good luck with that. What is it, business studies?
Yes.
You'd rather see chappers naked with Wheatus than do that, wouldn't you?
No comment.
Right, it's Radio 1. Love you, Alex.
That wasn't a no,
though. Love you, too.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Oh, I need your help, chappers.
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, Chris and Winchester's been on.
Yeah.
Right now, he is sat in a tattoo shop about to get a celebration tat, re the win for Man United.
Yeah.
There's a dilemma. Now, the match started at 10:45 on the 21st of May, but because it spanned midnight in Russia, the match finished on the 22nd of May.
Right.
What was the official date of the match, and on what date did Man U actually win the trophy? Because, well, he says, maybe Chappers, the footy know-it-all, will be able to help me out, because he's sat in the tattoo shop right now, and obviously once you've done it, you can't really go back.
Right, I would go 21st of May.
Right, are you sure about that?
Yeah,
because it's a tattoo.
Because it's a tattoo, I would go the 21st of May 2008, because that's when the game kicked off, and strictly speaking, in English time, it all happened in the on the 21st.
Yeah, but they
of May.
Were in Moscow.
Yeah, I know they were in Moscow, but that
you don't
I want
to get it wrong.
Yeah, but
I'm going for 22nd.
Are you?
Yeah.
So you're saying 22nd.
I'm saying 22nd.
I'm saying 21st.
What to do? Do you trust the person that knows nothing about football whatsoever, or the person that knows everything?
Mm.
Anyway, hope that helps, Chris.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I'm off to Serbia this weekend. It's good, though, because, like, when are you going to get a chance to go to Serbia again?
Well, that's true. Well, that's true. I say, I hadn't really thought about that. When do you go, tomorrow?
I'm going early on Saturday morning, right. And this is because they are host to this year's Eurovision Song Contest, which, randomly, I'm actually going to.
So, have you bought a ticket for it?
Yes.
How do you go about buying a ticket for a Eurovision Song Contest?
It's very easy.
Is it?
You have to apply online.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. So, I've just found out as well, this is confusing, they don't use euros.
Oh dear.
They use Serbian dinars. And it's one of those currencies where you feel like you're spending thousands and thousands of pounds. You know, like a coffee is like 18,000 dinars, and a meal is like 3 trillion or something.
Yeah. Very similar to London.
They're Who Wants to Be a Millionaire must be rubbish.
You'd get very confused with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I called up the hotel earlier just to double check that they got my booking. They put the phone down. They were very friendly. Maybe we just got cut off, but it felt like the phone was hung up to me.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Now, we're talking about Chris in Winchester, just after the news. He doesn't know what date to put on his Manchester United celebration tattoo, and he's in the tattoo parlour right now. You're saying 21st, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because of the time difference and stuff.
Well, you know. Also because the Champions League final took place on the 21st of May.
Yeah. Mark in Southampton is a bit worried why someone in Winchester is bothered about a Manchester United tattoo. Okay. Someone says put the 21st and then the 22nd in brackets. That's suggested by Matt. Or have it
that's
done in...
That's just... Well, how would you do that? What, put 21st May?
Yeah.
2008?
22nd
then...
brackets. Yeah.
No.
Or have it written in Russian, someone suggests. Okay.
Then you'll never know what
And it loads is. Of people are suggesting other things that he could have on his tattoo, but I don't think they're Manchester United fans.
Oh, right.
Right. Now, you know, sometimes we like to phone up florists in Holland. We're doing this for Tim Lovejoy today because he's very fed up about his team not winning last night. And Mita's been on from Huddersfield, originally from Holland, going, "Hi, I've lived in the UK for 10 months now. Thanks for making me feel a little bit more at home with your Dutch florist call." Well, I haven't heard it yet, but thanks anyway for email. You know what it's like. You order flowers from a florist. They let you put a little message on the card, and they really will write anything. Anything. Hello, could I order some flowers, please?
Wait a minute.
Thanks.
What do you want? A bouquet?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Can I give you... I've got quite a long message for the card. Is that okay?
Okay.
Put on.
We try.
All right, thank you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I said...
Yeah.
It's getting hot in here.
Yeah.
So take off all your clothes.
Yeah.
With a little bit
Okay.
Thank you. Would you just be able to read that back to me so I know what I've got on the card is right?
Okay.
So hot in here. So hot in here.
I said,
oh,
it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. I'm getting too hot. I want to take my clothes off. It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. I'm getting too hot. I want to take my clothes off. Mix a little bit with a little let it all hang out. Give a little with a little bit let it all hang out. With a little give a little let it all hang out. I'm getting too hot. I wanna take my clothes off. Yeah? Right,
that's amazing. Thank you.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Phil agrees with you on 8 number 9. He says it did sound like someone trying to sound like Avril Lavigne.
I thought it did, though.
Yeah. It's 5:27. Mistress Mabel just played. Is Mabel a cool name again?
I don't know.
Because you know, like, those names that kind of went out of fashion for a while and they all came back.
This will be good.
Like Beryl, Maureen,
yeah. Barbara,
Vera. They went out through it, didn't
Sandra.
They? All back now. That's my mum's name. They are back, though, aren't they? There's loads of five-year-olds walking around now called Vera, aren't they?
Are there?
Well, most days I hear down my street, Vera, get in for your tea! So I'm just wondering if there's any young Mabels listening at the moment.
Right.
I'd just like to know. I want to know whether it's one of the names that's back or not. So let me know if your name's Mabel.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Emma's been on from Birmingham saying, have a really good time in Serbia. Important thing, pivo is beer. Any other words you need, let me know. Cheers, Emma. Wine? Could you text back? 8199. Thanks very much.
Somebody at the top of the text thing, I don't know, they haven't put their name on it, says they've got some Dinas you can have.
Oh, wow. I haven't had a chance to get any yet.
Haven't you?
Do they have, like, ATMs in Serbia? I should imagine they do. Okay.
You know, yeah. I think it's quite modern.
Okay, cool.
Just not where you're staying.
No, where I'm staying is, in fact, well, I think it probably is the one off a hostel.
Okay, we are going to the spa. You will join us?
You should come.
Come to the spa, next thing you know. Yeah. So that's going to be good. I do like the picture on the website. Obviously, I'm not going to say the name of the hotel, but that's the picture.
With the girl on the pole.
Yeah, there's a girl on a pole. There's some kind of nightclub in there. So I'll report back on Monday.
Kind of nightclub.
Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott Mills.
Hello, person. Who are you?
I'm Mabel from Stockport.
Hi, Mabel from Stockport. How old are you?
I'm 17.
Cool. See, Mabel is back, isn't it?
Very much, yeah.
Definitely.
It's a good name. I like it.
It's a cool name.
Do you like the Fratelli song?
No.
Why?
Because I get grief. People like, oh, your name is Mabel. Like, I've never heard it before.
Yeah.
Do people assume you're a mistress?
Yeah.
Rubbish. That's not good, is it?
No, it's not very... I think Mabel could be exposed in a very better way than on a Fratelli song, quite frankly.
Well, what would you suggest?
I don't know, something cooler, perhaps. Something like...
Having a Fratelli song is quite cool.
Well, it's all right, but, you know, I'm not quite convinced.
Who would you rather make a song about you?
I'm not sure, really. Someone, like, really cool. Someone with a good status rather than the Fratellis.
Oh, okay.
You have actually thought about this, haven't you?
Really has. Who should we have?
It's affected me quite personally, I think.
What about Wiley?
Yeah, that would be all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put it to him. Right, it'll be the smash it follow-up to wearing my Rolex.
Usually drink, usually dance.
Usually Mabel. Right, okay, love you.
Thank you, love you too.
Bye. Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Now, have you seen Come Dine With Me? We've talked about this before.
I love Come Dine With Me.
We have
it's my
about this.
Guilty pleasure.
Me too. I absolutely love it. And a lot of people do because it used to be on at kind of random times, didn't it?
It used to be on like about 3 o'clock in the half, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, just for like half an hour.
Or for about 5 days continuously on More 4.
Yeah.
But,
now it's
they've
on
moved
in,
it.
In an evening.
Yeah, it's on a prime time slot now. Mm. And it's on tonight. And this is a bloke called Tom, who's on it this evening. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
Tom Smith.
That's right.
Son of football manager Dennis Smith.
That's right. Done your research.
Yeah. Now, I know that you're going to be on because... Is it Matt? What relation is he to you?
Matt's my brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of put you in it a little bit because tonight is the Oxford episode of the show. Yes.
That's right, mate. Yeah.
8 o'clock tonight, Channel 4. And what have the reviews been saying, Tom? You've been reading them ahead of tonight's show.
Yeah, I've had a couple of indifferent reviews, let's be honest. Apparently I'm a little bit cocksure and I've got a bit of an OCD, so could be interesting in viewing.
Right. So they said you're a little bit too self-confident?
Yeah, that's right.
And a bit of OCD?
Yeah, yeah.
So you've not seen this, have you?
I've seen nothing, no, I haven't seen nothing.
So you have no idea how they've edited you or anything?
Listen, they've taken me 100 hours worth of film and I'm into about 15 minutes, so...
Oh, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. How do you think you did?
I know I did on the competition, but I thought I came across all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd had a couple of, too many glasses of white wine a couple of evenings, but after that...
Yeah.
Did you fall asleep at the end of any of the meals, which some people have done?
Chap, there's one thing I didn't do was fall asleep. Right. I was very close on one of the evenings.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Were you horrible to any of your guests?
No.
Oh, no, you were.
Oh, you sound like you were.
Because if I was you, I'd be dreading 8 o'clock tonight. I'd be sat watching it through my fingers. No!
There's a few of us coming round.
Oh, good.
Party, so could be entertaining viewing, let's say the least.
Are you cooking for them?
No. I've cooked this meal about 150 times now, so I've given it up now.
Can I read what your brother-in-law said on his email?
I'd love you to, Scott.
Tom's quite a character.
I'll see him on the weekend.
Tom's quite a character, and from the reviews for tonight's show, he certainly made quite a name for himself. In fact, it sounded like he drank far too much wine and behaved like a total, and I can't read the word.
He knows me too well.
Right. So, are you going to come across badly, do you think, or just a bit drunk and emotional?
Probably just a bit drunk. I'm not emotional, but definitely a bit drunk and obviously a little bit too self-confident by the sounds of things.
Well, it's good that you got you on, really, because you can tell all the viewers before they watch it tonight that you're not really like that.
Why would I lie to them, Scott?
Well, say it. Say it now. Go on.
I'm not really like that. I'm a nice, warm-hearted young gentleman.
You see, that's really good that you've done that, I think. Otherwise, you might have come across as a bit of an idiot.
And tell exactly. And tell us who the real bad person was out of the four of you.
There's a gentleman called Greg who didn't like my tuner, apparently, so going down.
We'll boo him tonight.
Boo him.
Exactly, exactly.
Also, can I ask you something else that your brother-in-law just put in the email?
Please do.
Something about you now labelling yourself as a celebrity chef to everyone you meet.
He's making things up now, Scott.
Is that made up?
Oh, definitely.
Have you not done that at least once, Tom?
Maybe once.
Okay, good. Well, I look forward to seeing it tonight.
Top man.
See you later.
See you later.
Love you. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Are you really going to be for the Eurovision Song Contest?
Yeah. Why?
Well, because Newsbeat had that report then that there's a huge increase in people going to Eastern Europe for surgery.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to be doing that. Poland, mostly.
Mm. It's only a short hop.
It's not far. But no, I can tell you that I'm going to Belgrade to watch the amazingness that is the Eurovision Song Contest this
weekend.
Hang on,
when do you fly?
I fly on Saturday morning.
And when do you fly back?
I fly back on Monday lunchtime.
Right, so what are you going to do?
That's not enough time for the scars to heal.
What are you going to do on Sunday?
On Sunday, I'm just going to look around...
Quick tuck.
No, I'm going to look around Belgrade and see what that has to offer.
Really?
Yeah.
That could be a story.
If I survive the hostel hotel. But no, I'm not...
No surgery?
No. This happened. Seriously, I can't go on holiday anywhere without some goon sitting in for me going, I wonder what he's ever done this time. So... No, sorry. Oh, God, you're here. No, I'm not. I'm going to watch Eurovision and that's it. Might have a bit of wine.
Right, so no.
No, nothing.
Nothing for your teeth.
No, why? What would you suggest?
No injections.
What would you like?
What would I like? No, yeah. I think you're perfect just the way you are.
Is the right answer. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now, do you remember we spoke to a girl called Nikki the other night after 6. Now, she's from Stoke-on-Trent, and at the weekend just gone, she met a bloke in a club, and they went back to hers, you know, had a bit of kissing, and then she couldn't find her keys, so she climbed in through a small window which she'd left open, but because of his massive Randy Jackson-style head, he couldn't fit in through the small window. And everyone's going, well, why couldn't she just got through and then, then open the door for him? No.
She hadn't got her keys.
Didn't have her keys.
And there weren't keys in the house, no, so and she the door couldn't was open locked. The door.
So, they had to say their goodbyes. They tried everything. He was on top of a wheelie bin, trying to get in. And at no point during the about 4 hours that this was occurring, did she even ask his name. So, Nikki, I just tried to ring her, but she's not answering her phone at the moment. Nikki, we do have some good news. Not that we've found him, because we still haven't. He's still not been in touch as far as I'm aware. If you are that man that helped a girl get through a small window in Stoke at the weekend, please get in touch on 81199. But the good news is, Nikki, we have found a new device which we're going to send to you so you can make a photo fit of this bloke, and then maybe we can put it on Radio 1 online.
This is brilliant.
Right, what is it?
Well, basically, it's a photo fit kit. Whereby,
like the ones on Crime Watch.
Like the ones on Crime Watch, where you can model this a face into whoever you think it looks like.
What, so you just click on different features?
All sorts of eyes and nose and hair and, I mean, everything. Every little detail, including stubble and eyebrow length and thickness. So every little detail, mind you, if she can't remember what he's called, she might be struggling with some of the more complicated details.
She can't remember what jumper he had on.
I know. So, but she should be able to give us quite a good likeness of whoever it was stood on her wheelie bin trying to get in her window.
And that might help us find him.
Yeah.
So what we'll do, Nikki, is I've got your email address. We'll send this link to you, and then you can make up a photo fit, send it back to me. We'll get it on Radio 1 Online. And feel free to put it up in bars and pubs around the Stoke-on-Trent area.
Do you want to see how accurate it is and how good it is?
Go on.
Because me and the one... Well, this is really the one that doesn't speak to work,
to be
honest.
You've done a photo fit of me.
We've done a photo fit of you.
Okay, let's have a look. That's quite rude.
Why? What's wrong with it?
I don't like it.
Why?
If I look like that, I'm going to kill myself.
Why? What's wrong with that? Do you not think that's realistic?
No.
It's really good as well, because you can move
my chin.
What's wrong with your chin? Admittedly, it is a bit, moon-heady.
Yeah.
But watch
as well.
You
made me a moon face again.
Watch what we can do with the eyebrows. Here, look, we can move them up your forehead like that when you're like the last time you came back from LA.
That's really good. Look, my eyebrows are right near my hairline. That's amazing. I'll be having that done eventually anyway, you know that. Maybe you could do what I'll look like when I come back from Serbia.
All right, that's one.
That's your next challenge. Are you seriously not putting that on Radio 1 Online, are you?
That'll go on Radio 1 Online,
I really hope it doesn't.
Just to show how accurate this thing is, and then hopefully Nikki will...
That's quite good, though, that you can do that. Nikki, we're sending the link. Please make a photo fit of what you think you look like, and we'll try and track him down.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.